From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The United Nations released its annual report on the AIDS epidemic today. An estimated 40 million people around the world have HIV or AIDS. That's 2 million fewer than the UN estimated last year. But as NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, it doesn't mean there's been an actual decline in infections.
It's hard not to view a drop from 42 to 40 million cases as good news, but the estimate of those infected ranges as high as 45 million.
We just wanted to point out that we don't know the exact number of people living with HIV and AIDS, but we feel confident that it is within this particular range.
Karen Stanecki, the senior advisor on demographics for UNAIDS, which tracks the epidemic, says this year's number is based on better information.
So, for example, in Ethiopia, which has now expanded its sites into more and more rural areas, we are finding out that in some countries, HIV prevalence in the rural areas is much lower than what we had originally assumed.
Since it can be safely assumed that pregnant women have been sexually active, women who come to antenatal clinics are tested for HIV. That's compared to spot checks, anonymous tests of other groups at hospitals and other health facilities to determine just how accurately rates among pregnant women reflect what is going on in different parts of a country. In the past, in the absence of data, UNAIDS derived its figure on a particular country by comparing it to a similar country, but as it turns out, not that similar.
In fact, in some countries such as Ethiopia, which large populations, it is much lower.
A number of factors are thrown into the mix. In sub-Saharan Africa, the population is growing, and yet the overall rate of people with HIV remains stable, with roughly 25 million infected. Stanecki says that's not necessarily a sign that the epidemic is slowing.
And the fact that the HIV prevalence is stable is not a good news, because what it indicates is that number of new infections are being matched by deaths. So, for example, in South Africa, where the epidemic was exploding for the past several years, the prevalence rate appears to be stabilizing, but that just indicates that the deaths are now increasing in South Africa.
With 5.3 million people infected with HIV, South Africa still has the highest rate in the world. Right behind is India, with an estimated 4.8 million people infected with HIV.
The factors that differentiate Africa and Asia is largely time.
Mahesh Mahalingam is an advisor on social mobilization and information for UNAIDS. He says it's not yet clear that India's epidemic will mirror the explosive one in Africa. In Asia, as in Africa, sexual behavior is the largest mode of transmission. There's also an underground population of men who have sex with men. And Asia also has a large population of injection drug users. But studies have shown that people in India have fewer sexual partners and fewer partners outside of marriage or regular relationships than in Africa, and increasingly are delaying sex and marriage.
Delaying sexual activity, onset of sexual activity, is a good step in HIV/AIDS prevention. The longer you don't have sex, the less likely you are going to get HIV as a result. So to that extent, it's a protective factor. But what is now happening is that those norms are being broken. Once you are sexually active, then you are at the same risk as anybody else in the rest of the world.
Rates of infection vary in India from 1 to 5% from one state or province to the next. And one state in India can be the size of an African country. There are signs, Mahalingam says, that Indian leaders, from the prime minister on down to provincial authorities, are beginning to grasp the seriousness of the problem. The same might be said of the world's leaders. Funding to fight AIDS doubled in the past year to $4.7 billion, but that is still roughly half of the $10 billion experts say is needed to actually slow the epidemic down. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.